2020, the year New York City went from the city that never sleeps to the city that never stops spiraling. Four roommates, one tiny apartment. A neurotic professional convinced leaving the apartment is a death sentence. A broke dancer finding creative ways to stay afloat. A cynical artist who trusts no one and nothing. And the one white guy just trying to keep up. Add a pandemic, protests, conspiracy theories, and way too much wine. You get, today we almost died. It's not just about surviving lockdown. It's about surviving each other.
Y'all, turn on the news.
Well, I had a good day too. Thanks for asking, Winston.
The world is ending.
Winston snatches the remote from Mel's hand and plops down between her and the other roommate, Gunther.
What, did they take Baychella off Netflix? Oh no, what will you blast at full volume every Sunday morning?
It's B-Chella? Put some respect on her name.
Just watch.
The coronavirus has arrived in New York and it's closer than you think. Our Alex Benjamin is live in Westchester County.
That's right, Monica. Still not much is known about the virus, but the county executive says 8 people have been asked to pretty please stay inside.
Did you hear that, guys? No more going outside.
Winston locks every lock on the door, then heads to the kitchen and starts rummaging under the sink.
My brother, don't you know you're free?
Okay, this is not happening. I gotta get ready for work.
For work? Mel, you can't go to work. Were you listening to the news?
God, global viral pandemic. I always thought it would be zombies. Glad I stocked up on Spam and peanut butter either way.
That don't even go together.
Winston, you must already have a fever if you're telling me not to go to work.
Your job is practically right in Westchester.
It's on 33rd.
Look, you can call out sick for a couple of days. You're not even on the payroll. What are they gonna do, fire you?
You could call out black.
I'm getting in the shower.
Winston, I'm sure this is probably nothing.
We continue our coverage of this developing situation. Let's check back in with Alex, who is live in Westchester, where 22 people have been exposed to the coronavirus. Alex, what do you know?
Thanks, Monica. The 41 exposed individuals continued about their daily routines. We have one of the 54 with us. Sir, why have you decided not to quarantine?
Well, did you expect all 87 of us to stay inside forever? Yeah, I have a fever, but it's just my allergies.
There you have it, Monica.
Ooh, and maybe you do too. Well, officials are advising residents to protect themselves by washing their hands. Governor Cuomo said yesterday that New York has been through situations like this before, and there is no reason to panic.
See, there's no reason to panic. We're just going to have to start washing our hands. Trump may fuck this up, but Cuomo's got everything under control.
What the fuck?
There's no reason to panic?
What do you mean start washing your hands?
Yo, you think the government got it under control? Cuomo?
I'm still not past the part about you not washing your hands.
Right! I don't appreciate you opening the fridge door, mind you, that we all use with your dick hands.
Yo, Mel, you didn't tell me we'd be living with Edgar from Men in Black.
Oh, Edgar from Men in Black. I'm an esoteric black film connoisseur. We get it, dude. She's not gonna fuck you.
Look, white boy, you don't need to be worried about my dick.
Oh, great. Dicks again. I'm out.
Mel, if you're gonna be going out, at least let me make you a sea moss, ginger, and elderberry shot.
Make sure he doesn't roofie it.
I don't need a pill to knock your ass out.
I'm right here.
Good. Now go wash your hands.
He probably doesn't know how to.
Most nasty Europeans don't.
Now imagine if I said that about black people.
Y'all were shitting in your own drinking water until the Moors showed up in the 13th century and taught y'all how to wash.
Actually, it was the 8th century. And then we turned around and mopped the floor with you guys' asses.
Whoa!
Do we really need to explain to you that colonialism and slavery are bad? And you're a teacher?
Look, I'm not racist, okay? Xavier started it.
Why didn't I know your name was Xavier?
Aren't you late for work?
Don't you owe her a Quaalude and ginger?
Don't you have lesson plans to whitewash?
As X makes a shot for Mel, Winston hears a loud knock at the door.
NYPD, open up.
Hi?
Hello, sir. We got a complaint about a 1050. Loud music? From a neighbor?
It couldn't have been us. We haven't been playing music.
Well, I have on good authority it was this apartment. And if you're not hiding anything, you wouldn't mind if I take a look around?
I know my rights. And unless you have a warrant, you won't be coming inside.
We'll see about that.
The officer forces his way inside the apartment.
Do I really need to explain why this is a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights?
So we got a law professor here, real fucking know-it-all.
X stomps into the living room.
What the fuck is going on in here? Whoa, nigga, is you crazy? Let me get your badge number so you can get the fuck out of here.
I ain't one of you niggas. I'm Dominican.
I no black. I Dominican. Wapkon George, use a nigga. They must go to them.
Do I really need to explain the difference between race and ethnicity, maldito negro bruto?
I guess we got an anthropology professor. Anyway, Officer...
Rivera.
Officer Rivera.
Rivera, asshole.
Rivera, you're making a mistake.
Nah, there's no mistake. Just you and your boy thought mouthing off to law enforcement was a good idea.
Gunther, get in here!
One of you got a gun? Get the fuck on the ground and put your hands behind your head.
Officer Rivera draws his gun, and the two men drop to their knees.
This is black-on-black crime.
Where the fuck is Dickhands when you need him?
What the fuck did you call me?
No, it's my roommate. He doesn't wash his hands, so we started calling him Dickhands. It's a whole thing.
He doesn't wash his hands? White dude, right?
Gunther confidently steps into the common area, as Winston and X remain on the floor with their hands behind their heads.
Oh, please, officer, what if I said that about Latinx people?
Gunther, save it.
It's Latino. No one says Latinx.
Well, I bet that Latinx is more inclusive.
Oh, so you think you know Spanish is better than me, dickhands?
Wow, homophobic and trans-exclusionary. See, this is why we have to fight against LGBTQIAA+ discrimination.
How about we fight against police brutality? We're still at gunpoint.
Oh, so you think you know my job better than me? Hey, you know these guys?
Winston, I need you to order me an Uber for work. I'll pay you back in cash tonight.
Can't, babe. My hands are tied. I'm being illegally held at gunpoint. Gunther, show him our freedom papers.
Yeah, officer, they're my roommates.
Officer Rivera holsters his gun.
I got a call to 511 Green for noise.
Well, there's your problem right there. This is 811 Green Avenue. 511 is about 3.5 blocks over.
Que vaina. Mi dyslexia. Shit, you guys can get up.
Your dyslexia? You mean your racism?
Mel rushes into the living room.
Winston, why is there a cop in here? And did you get my Uber?
Oh, man. Which way are you going, ma'am? I could give you a ride. It's the least I can do after this misunderstanding.
Mel, do not go with him. He's crazy.
33rd, and I'm not riding in the back.
You ride shotgun. I'll even turn on the lights.
Mel and Officer Rivera exit, while X and Winston look at each other in disbelief.
Officer Rivera wasn't so bad after all. A little conservative on the gender front, but that's probably just because of machismo.
Man, shut the fuck up.
What? I'm not a racist. Machismo is a thing, man. It's a binding social construct.
Shut the fuck up.
X and Gunther go to their rooms. Winston watches the news for the next 2 hours.
That was quick. Did you go and come back?
The restaurant is closing for 2 weeks. Luckily, I grabbed your Metro card before I left.
Yes, luckily. And how was your little police escort?
I don't want to talk about that.
We need to talk about that. We almost died today. Did something happen to you too?
Me too? You let me go off with a psycho cop.
I didn't exactly let you go anywhere. I told you to stay your ass inside. You left in a hurry.
Look, Winston, I had a long day. I have to wake up early in the morning to walk a bunch of fucking dogs.
Mel, just tell me what happened.
That cop tried to offer me money to give him head.
You gotta be shitting me. Mel, we need to go to the police.
That's a great idea. Let's call the police on the police. He'd probably get a promotion.
Mel, come the fuck on.
Just let it go, Winston. You gotta pick your battles. It's just not worth it.
Hey everyone, I'm Brandon Gates, creator, co-writer, and the voice of Winston, and today we almost died. If you made it this far, thank you so much. This show was made with a lot of love, and now we need your help to keep it going. We're raising $20,000 to finish season one. If this story resonated with you, please consider donating. Just search Today We Almost Died on Indiegogo or find the link in the episode description below. And be sure to follow Iron Gates Media on social media for all updates about this project and everything else we're building. Thanks again for listening and for supporting indie storytelling.